Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It is very important to do your own research analysis before making any investment based on your personal circumstances. You should take independent financial advice from a professional in connection with or independently research and verify any information that you find on our website or podcast and wish to rely upon, whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise.
Let me ask you something, man.
Don't stop. I'm not finished yet.
Do you ever ask yourself?
Don't stop. I'm not
when are they ever going to stop? Do you ever ask yourself when those bad boys are going to stop making all that money?
Let's go. What's up, my future 1%ers? This is Marathon Money, brought to you by MarathonMoneyPlus.com. I'm Cam Jones, the Prince of the Stock Market, a.k.a. your favorite billionaire, favorite thousandaire, but I'm a millionaire somewhere. I'm with Kenny Coins. What's up, man?
What's up? It's been a minute.
It's been a couple of minutes. It's been like 5 minutes, man.
Bro, we was trying to get the original Marathon Money back on track.
Yeah, we got it back on track now, though. We got it back, so we sorry everybody. It's a lot. We haven't done a Marathon Money normal one since I think it was like February 5th or something like that. It's so much that didn't happen in the market. All we can do is apologize, y'all.
Yeah, all we can do is apologize.
But yeah, you know, if y'all were subscribed to Marathon Money Plus, then you wouldn't have missed nothing, you know.
None. But we got to talk about the NASDAQ.
NASDAQ
or the NDX.
Yeah, the NASDAQ. We also got to talk about Trump stock.
Boy, man, that.
Hey, let's talk. Hold up, before we get into that, let's go about the NASDAQ. You know.
We got so much to talk about.
The NASDAQ is on track, just like everything else. I mean, everything's making new highs right now. We talked about on Marathon Money Plus, you know, I don't feel like nothing can stop the stock market right now but Jay Powell and Fed news.
That's it. The Feds.
The Feds, you know. But like I said, on Marathon Money Plus right now, I'm not really in a buying mode. I'm in like a holding mode, you know, just holding the stocks that I have. I don't really see any deals out there right now. Earnings season's coming up. You might get deals on like a bad earnings report or something like that. But I do not see any deals right now. You see any deals out there?
Not really, man.
And sometimes it's like that. You know, we've been talking about deals for the past year and a half, 2 years. So it was plenty of time to get in some deals. Tesla getting lit up. They said they're not going to try to build a more affordable car. Who knows what they doing. Man, it's just a lot that's been going on over the past 2 months. But the overall theme of it is everything's at all-time highs.
Everything's
at all-time highs. I mean, as far as like the market and stuff, it kind of hurt me that my boy Zillow can't get past $50. We talked about a stock on Marathon Money Plus that's up like 260% this year. You know, we've been telling people about that stock for a minute. So hopefully y'all subscribe to Marathon Money Plus so y'all can, you know, get some of this money. How much a month is Marathon Money Plus? $7? $8?
It's $8.
Don't let $8 a month stop you from getting, you know, a couple thousand a month.
Yeah, for real.
Don't let that happen.
Don't let that happen. But let's get on this Trump stock, man.
DJT. They started off balling. I mean, I guess you could say they still balling. Because
it did start off balling, though.
Yeah,
it did start off strong.
I mean, it went up to $79, and then they had their own earnings come out. You know, it said that they were losing like $58 million or something like that, and I think they had only brought in like $5 million in revenue, which is, you know, this is a $5.5 billion market cap company right now.
I'm not even going to tell you what you guys got to go for. You to hear what I think Trump Media Group is trying to do, you got to listen to Marathon Money Plus next week, because like I have a whole idea of how I think they're trying to propel the stock and use Trump to do it. I think man, I'll tell you my theory.
Yeah, we just tell the theory right now, probably, man.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna tell.
I want to hear it, man. Damn, you gonna make me wait next week? I'm real partner, man. Come on.
Yeah, all right. This is my theory. I think this stock right here, if Trump become president, don't be surprised if you see this thing at $200.
Oh, yeah.
Becomes president.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he's going to use Truth Social like he did Twitter when he was president the first time. He's going to use Truth Social to do all his communication.
Yep, all his announcements and stuff. And
nobody's going to be able to stop him.
Exactly. You know, I didn't even think about it like that, but yeah.
That's what I think. That's exact. If he wins, right? Because I think that's the big gamble now. The big gamble is they're going to bet on Trump winning the presidential election.
Yeah.
And then if he wins, watch. Just off of that news, you'll see the stock go to $80.
Boom. So is this something?
And after that, he's going
to. Go ahead.
Then, because right now, Truth Social, bro, they ain't that much people using that. There's probably maybe a half a million at most using that platform. That's me being generous. Like, generous.
Right.
So, now, the way he was using Twitter, people's going to think the same. All right, I'm going to jump on Truth Social, see what he's talking about, and everything's going to be activated through Truth Social. And then what happens is you're going to get a ton of people, 3, 4, 5, maybe if generous enough, get 7, 8 million people. All this activity is going to be on there for the next 4 years. And that this stock is just going to run up because, number one, it has 29 million outstanding shares. That's already given for a stock that can go to 1,000 easy.
Well, I'm seeing, and it could easy. Be my, I'm seeing something different on Ameritrade now with the newer stocks that come out. Sometimes the numbers aren't right for a while, but I'm seeing 136 million shares outstanding.
Oh, I'm seeing 29.
It has to be now. Something small though, because all I hear on the news when they talk about it is, you know, hey, it has a small float. It's expensive to short it. You know, you might not want to short this small float.
Yeah, I see on CNBC, I see 136 million too, but on the financials is 29.9.
Mm-hmm. Is the float 29.9?
When these stocks do heat. No, the shares outstanding.
Okay.
The shares outstanding. The float don't even have anything there yet.
Okay.
But I do see the 136 million shares outstanding on CNBC.
Mm-hmm. That's still, you know, not a lot of shares. You know, that's still kind of small.
No, it's still kind of small. But like the problem is, Cam is right. You don't really know. You don't really know until
the stock has a little more time,
like 6-7 months in, and then everything gets kind of corrected.
Yeah, especially because this came from a SPAC.
That's really,
you know, it wasn't, you know, like a normal IPO, you know. But I do think people have been asking me about Trump stock. And, you know, should they buy and stuff? And I'm talking about people that's like Democrat, Republican. They all, you know, because money's money. you know, I don't care what political party you're in. You want, you know, you want that money. And I'm like, man, that's hard. It's hard because it doesn't have the numbers to back up the market cap. Like you said, 500,000 people using that as being super generous, you know. Numbers came out only bringing in 5 million in revenue, losing 58 million. But the name behind it and the hype behind it, and just think about if Trump were to become president, right? People could almost bribe him. Let's say, like, Vladimir Putin wants something from Trump, right? All he gotta do is go in, like, man, I'm about to put like $10 billion into this stock. You know, that would make this stock go from like $40 to like $100 instantly.
Easy.
So you know, that's another thing to think about. And this is all speculation, but these are all things that's like could really happen. You know, I mean. Trump could easily be president again. Just that alone could make this go from 40 to 100.
That's what I'm saying. This, to me, I'm saying 80.
Yeah. I definitely think it can double to 80. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm saying 80.
But like, I think right now, I'm with you right now. The stock is, I don't even think the people, Trump or Trump Media Group, I don't think they care about whatever the stock price is right now. The stock, is, no. Because if he's not president in November, this stock is going to go bankrupt anyway.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think they're betting on that.
Yeah.
And tell you the truth, right now with everything going on, it's a good bet.
Yeah, it's a pretty good bet.
it's a good bet because like, he's pretty much winning everything. It's a good bet. He becomes president, he's going to use Truth Social and Trump Media Group and literally propel a whole news.
Yeah.
A whole news outlet, and then literally only answer his people's questions.
Yeah.
He has to still answer other people's questions, but like he's going to be more focused on that.
Right. Right.
Because I don't think this man's going to, because like the first time he did lose $1 billion being in office. So like.
You mean $1 billion?
Yeah. He's like net worth went down, on, you know, but who knows, man. This man, you know, the man was lying like a no other. So. you don't really know.
Yeah. But the thing is, a lot of presidents, they go in not as rich and they come out super rich. Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, what was Obama's net worth? I remember I looked it up. His net worth was like under $1 million before he became president. His net worth is like, I don't even know what it is right now, but it's like $100 million or something like that. How do you make all that money when you're in office? You're only getting paid $100,000 a year?
I don't know.
How you make all that money, man? I asked somebody. Man, they said,
"If I'm,
go ahead."
No, you go.
I asked somebody about that, and they said that you know he wrote a book. He was selling books. Like, really? He sold some books.
Man, stop it!
Stop it! Stop it!
Man, stop it! Stop it! Yeah, man. Hey, look, man. If I was president, I'm calling the best top investors, bro.
Exactly.
Best top investors. Come manage my money, bro. Tell me what to buy.
Nah. I'm telling
you, I'll look at all the government contracts.
Exactly. Oh, we Nancy Pelosi. I got Boeing stock. Oh, we gonna use Boeing for everything, even though they use Boeing for everything anyway. We talked about a stock on Marathon Money Plus, that healthcare stock. Like, hey, I want everybody on that. that healthcare plan. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. But back to like Donald Trump, bro. He sole voting power. Homie got like 78 million shares.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I think that he has something in the contract or something like that, where if the stock stays above like $15, at a certain time, he gets 40 million more shares, something like that.
Yeah, I see that.
So it's funny because when I watched TV and he had all of those lawsuits coming out, like he owed like half a billion to a couple people, not a couple people, but in total to people. They're like, you know, hey, he's struggling. Then his stock came out and they're like, you know, he just added like $4 billion to his net worth or something like that.
I saw like sooner or later people were talking about his net worth going down, and then like 3 weeks later, they're on TV saying, yeah, Trump net worth went up $1.8 billion. He's not worth $5 billion. Like, he's in the top 400 richest people in the world. I was like, how they say this man struggling?
Yeah, it's like just yesterday y'all said he, you know, he ain't had no money. That's how the media goes, though, man. But I'm with you I think I never thought of it that way, like what you just put it. Like they're banking on him winning. They don't care what the stock price. This stock price could be in October. This stock price could be $10. I don't think they care because the true value of the stock is based on if he wins or not. Because if he doesn't win, This stock is going to zero anyway. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Would you buy some of this, though? Would you grab some of this right here at 40? Yeah.
Honestly, bro, I really would love to grab this thing around August. And I know there's only him and the other person. Cause this is a falling knife.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's a whole falling knife, bro.
It has some action right here at around $40. I don't know how though. I mean, maybe they're just using this as a DWAC chart because there's some action. The stock just converted like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I can see back to like May last year, July. So they must be bringing in DWAC stuff with this also. But it has a lot of action down here at this $40 area, some support. Now, if it breaks this $40 support on the low side, I really don't know how far that can go down. I mean, I guess it could go below the 200 day. The 200 day is at like $25. It's something worth looking at, worth gambling with. This is truly a gamble right here. This is like playing a lottery. Because if you could catch this at, let's just say it did go below the 200-day moving average. You got it below 20 and he ends up winning the presidency. You know, you're going to be, it's going to be like when I had bought it when it was a DWAC. Remember when I bought a couple years ago and I made like $10,000 in a day? That's what it's going to be. It's going to run like that if he wins, no matter where the price is at. So if the price is at $100 on election night and he wins, it's going to go up to $250.
Yep. Yep. Exactly what's going to happen. Exactly what's going to happen. I already can see it. If he wins, it don't matter what price it's at. It's going to double.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's at least going to double.
It was going to double.
And I ain't talking about doubling.
That's what I said, like.
I ain't talking about doubling in like really, a year. Nah, this going to double in a day.
Yeah. In a day. Really, what I said is you're going to wait. You know, I mean, I'm giving a game plan, but you're going to wait until like it's only him and somebody else left.
It's only him and Biden. Are you trying to talk about like the independent people too?
Yeah, when it's like all clear, it's like it's only just him and Biden. Mm-hmm. That's it.
You playing it. That's when you playing it super safe.
Yeah, bro. Nah, man, because this like, bro, this is a falling knife. It was $79, it's $40. If I have an opportunity to catch this at least under 20, I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's under 20, I know it's going to go to, if he wins, it's going to go to 60, 80.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. It's like you said, but the thing about it's going to double from wherever it was at when, before. It's going to double. Wherever it was at the night before election, it's going to double from there if he wins.
Yeah. The night before election, before he wins, it's probably going to double because if people has the inkling he's going to win, this is going to be a whole run-up for a week.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, the first press conference he does, I'm the first 15-minute Trump media. Guarantee you.
Yeah, yeah.
And all his tweets that he used to make on Twitter is going to move over to True Social, and it's going to force everybody, not everybody, but majority of people that likes to participate in a news outlet and propaganda will be heading over there.
Definitely, I think that this stock is the most interesting stock of 2024.
Yeah, it's gonna be some wild times.
Gia, so man, yo, you can find me anywhere at Camboni11. CAMBONI11. Instagram, Twitter, X, Snapchat, StockTwits, Truth Social. I'm one of the 500,000 people. Well, actually, I don't use it. I just look at it sometimes.
Yeah, it's not even like people that are on there. It's like when Twitter first started. Mm-hmm. You had a Twitter.
Did you use it?
Can't use it. Yo, Kendrick Con 23 on IG. Two ends in the middle. Kendrick, two ends in the middle. Colin on Twitter. Yo, check out my new website, dollars-stock.com. I'll put it in the chat as well. But, yo, I appreciate the support. It's $2 to join. Yo, Marathon Money Plus, join that one. Peace.
Peace.